department was well forewarned as well, Minister. And maybe you might give us an explanation as to why the submit button didn't go live until the 12th of October, just 2.5 weeks before the deadline. I mean, the problem here is that farmers, who many of whom had to wait for ages last year, months on end, until very recently to get their GLAS payment, and who would be very much in need of it, the 85% payment by the end of this year. While those communities management plans aren't in, you're saying that they won't be able to get that 85% payment. I'm saying to you today, Minister, is there a way and a method whereby that 85% payment can be made pending the actual submission of those communities management plans? Why should farmers always be the ones to have to suffer the pain when it's not their doing?
You know, as I understand it, when a planner engages with the online system, they leave a thumbprint there. It may not be fully uploaded, the plan, but they leave some kind of a marker. And over 2,000 have engaged with the system of 3,700 communities management plans that are required. So I think it is feasible that we will get the overwhelming majority of these in shortly and before we propose to pay. As I said, you know, these planners were appointed as far back as 2015, so there's been ample time to prepare the plan. It's simply a question of uploading the plan, as it is with the nutrient management plan as well. And these are, you know, both commitments that I would hope that in the coming days, and there has been a spike in submissions in recent days, that, you know, planners will be able to facilitate their clients by submitting these as quickly as possible.